Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
It's a big conference afternoon here on the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. We just had Rutgers Big Ten standout Sam Bergeron on the show. We had ACC standout Corey Marshall on the show. And now we're going to the SEC with the standout Josh Dosh and the defensive end from Georgia. Josh, good morning to you. Great career. Can you believe your time as a Bulldog is kind of come and gone? Your teammates are getting ready for spring ball, and you're preparing for the NFL?
Good morning. But, yes, it was. My time has flown by at Georgia. Such a great time. Such a great city to have my college career in. But, yeah, it's different. Looking at the young guys practicing for spring ball and getting ready for their G-Day, it just shows how time does not wait on anybody.
No, it does not, and I'm sure it probably went by quick at times, probably went by maybe a little longer than anticipated in other moments. When does it sink in, though, especially playing at a program like Georgia, one of the best programs in the country? Everybody that basically arrives there is an NFL-type prospect coming out of high school. You know as well as anybody, not everybody gets to where you're at. I mean, when does it sink in that you know that you've kind of maybe got over that hump and you've kind of, you know, not saying you're in the NFL and you're already in the Hall of Fame, but at least that you know you're here and you're set up to be, you know, available on the 28th through 30th when things get going in Chicago?
It kind of sat in right after the bowl game and when you start interviewing different agencies and interviewing different places to train at, it's kind of mind-blowing and eye-opening that, wow, you actually have a chance to pursue a dream that you've been thinking, that you've been chasing for over 12 years. So that's when it kind of really set in for me.
Nice. And going 12 years, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you a kid that just was a little bit better than everybody else? When did you kind of distinguish yourself, I guess, as just a little bit better athlete than the rest of the guys on the field?
I would say so, but my first love was actually basketball, and the way I got into football was I had two older brothers, and they were basketball players, and I could never beat them in basketball, so I decided to change sports to something they couldn't do, and that sport was football, and I fell in love with it at a young age, and the game fell in love with me, and I've just been chasing it ever since.
We have so many young guys on the show, and in different ways you guys get involved. Sometimes they're unique like that. That could be one of the more unique ones, that your brothers were a little bit too good at basketball, so you said, forget about it. I'm gonna play football. Awesome stuff. So you obviously start to carve out that niche. I mean, have you always had that size? I mean, I know you weren't this size in, you know, eighth grade, but were you always a kid that just had that little bit more bulk than the others?
Yes, sir. Growing up, I went to Tucker High School, so we had some pretty good athletes, but I was a little above average of the athleticism that was at Tucker High School and Tucker Middle School and just in the area. So I was blessed to have that size and athleticism.
Nice. Once again, Josh Dosh, the standout from Georgia, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as he prepares for the NFL draft. If you folks miss any of the show in its entirety with Josh, you can always check it out again at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be having his bio featured at collegeofpro.com. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he approaches the April 28th through 30th, 2016 NFL draft, again, the second straight year in Chicago. So you get to Georgia, you start to carve out this career. We're talking now because you're close to being, you know, an NFL guy. What are scouts going to love about you? I mean, when they're watching game tape, what do you think is going to pop off the film where they walk away highly impressed? What are those traits and qualities?
First of all, I feel like my leadership. I feel like that was one of my top attributes at Georgia, being around so many great leaders as a young athlete at Georgia. I took some of the roles from what I learned from them, and I think I became a great leader my junior and senior year. But on tape, you can definitely see my toughness. I feel like I have a great motor, and just I have good technique. I've been coached by some of the best coaches at Georgia, and I feel like my technique is it's above that NFL scouts look for and college prospects. So that's something I feel like it'll pop out on tape.
Excellent. Does anything go unnoticed, Josh? Sometimes, you know, the defensive system you run, you can't showcase other skills. You mentioned your leadership quality, maybe game film study. Is there anything out there that Josh Dawson does particularly well that they just may not see on film that they definitely should know about because it's going to help you get drafted?
Yes, just my knowledge and knowledge of the game and being a student of the game. I feel like to excel in the SEC and especially excel in the NFL, you have to be a student of the game, and you can't be scared of putting long hours in the office. And that's something I'm definitely not. And I feel like that's something you won't see on tape, but you can definitely see as you get to know me.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, comparisons? I know it's cliche, but, I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody that you look at the next level that you try to pattern yourself after?
I try to pattern myself as, like, a Terrell Suggs. I like his athleticism, his passion for the game. But it's so many players that I look up to. I mean, come from Georgia. You had Jarvis Jones, who's a great pass rusher, just a great football player. Avery Jones, who's in Jacksonville. Just his technical sound of being a defensive lineman is off the charts, I feel like. But I try to go on my own lane, but I definitely study the great players in the NFL.
Nice. A lot of nice comparisons. I'm curious, I know your pro day's kind of come and gone. How'd that go for you?
It went really well. We had all 32 teams at pro day. My numbers, I felt like, were very good. I was in the range of from a 4.68 to a 4.82. Some coaches had me. 21 reps on the bench press. 9.4 broad jump. I felt like my position drills were excellent. I felt like very sound in the position drills. You can definitely see that I was technically sound with all the hands and pop up dummies and everything. So I felt like that went very well. And I actually recently just had a workout at the local pro day at Atlanta Falcons, and I felt like that went well as well.
Nice. I mean, does that kind of help validate stuff when you see that shield? I mean, you know, guys walking away with the Falcons logo, or you see a guy from the Lions or the Packers. I mean, does it kind of help motivate? I'm sure it does motivate you, but it put that validation in all the hard work you're doing?
Oh, yes, sir, because you see that this is really a job. It's not just how you're paying for school anymore. It's not just something that you love to do, but it's a job, and it's a way that can help feed your family at some point in time. So it definitely motivates me.
Nice. And I'm curious, I mean, you talked about the pro day. What did you weigh in? What was your height weight that day?
6'3",
263. Oh, nice. You got almost perfect size for that position coming off the edge. I mean, coaches, obviously, I mean, defensive end, no matter what. I mean, have you had any interaction or heard anything maybe about a linebacker role? Just because you move pretty fluid.
Well, the coaches have seen that I could stand up in my past 4 years. Some of the games I have stood up, and my freshman year and sophomore year, I actually was outside linebacker before the Coach Pruitt era came in. So, I mean, coaches know I can stand up. They know I can drop. I feel like I'm pretty fluent with the motions and dropping and just running that coverage. So I feel like either way, I just want to be a valuable asset to a team, either as a 3-4 or a 4-3.
Yeah, definitely, and it's so close. Do you daydream of that weekend, how you're going to spend it when the draft approaches?
Oh, most definitely. That's a way I try to keep calm and not so anxious about the weekend, because, you know, it's a very big weekend. But I definitely daydream about just where I could land up and how my life could change. And just in those few days. So that's one thing that has been on my mind constantly.
Nice. Once again, Josh Dawson, kind enough to join us here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show as he makes his journey from the collegiate level to that next level that we call the NFL. I'm sure plenty of people called you. You said after the bowl game, you know, agents were calling out, reaching out to you, telling what they were hearing. But you signed with John Hernandez. I mean, what did John bring to the table where you knew he was going to be the best guy for you?
Well, first, when we sat down, I could tell how business-like he was. He wasn't the type of agent who was going to tell you what you wanted to hear. He was the guy who was going to lay out the numbers, lay out his resume, what he's done in the past, what he's going to do for you. I like the freedom he gave me. He gave me choices of what city I would like to train at, stuff like that, where would I want to live at if I train there. And I like how business and how business life he took everything. And especially my parents really enjoyed his company when we met with him. And that's something that was important to me. I wanted to make sure my parents felt as comfortable with my agent as I did. And he checked off all the boxes, and he's done a great job for me.
Nice. Where did you train at? Where did you decide to go?
I decided to stay in Atlanta, Georgia, at Chip Smith Performance in Norcross, Georgia.
Yeah. I was going to say that just because of the area. I was like, I bet he's with Chuck. I bet he's going to be with Chuck. And, well, yeah, Chuck does. What was it like working with him? I'm sure after a couple of days, you're probably amazed by how many things that you haven't known, even though you were so successful. And then you probably wonder, if I kind of knew the techniques Chuck taught me when I was still at Georgia, how much farther along I would be. But what was it like being with him?
Well, actually with Chip Smith. It's just everything from running technique to hand placement to footwork, stuff that you thought you had under control during your 4 years that that you really thought, like, man, I have this under control, I need to work on it. But once you see, like, well, my technique needs to be tightened up just a little bit, and you see the guys that he's bringing in, especially after the Super Bowl, it was a lot more NFL guys coming to train with him. It's like, wow, this is the competition I have to deal with. I got to make sure that I'm up to key, that my technique and footwork is up to par, and there's no lack on my part. So that was something that I really liked, was being able to interact with the NFL guys who's in the fire and who knows what they expect, and being able to pick their brain as well as they being able to pick my brain.
Excellent stuff. Fantastic show, Josh. We got only a couple more questions for you. We got a couple people out there. We picked a couple questions off Twitter. One is, what was it like playing with Nick Chubb? Obviously, probably the icon of the season, obviously, devastating knee injury. But what are your thoughts on Nick?
Nick is one of a kind. Nick is a very quiet person, but when he's on the field, his accent speaks louder than his words can ever speak. One thing about Nick, when he came in, he's always been a hard worker. It doesn't matter how many awards he wins, anything like that. He's always going to work just as hard as everybody else, if not harder. And he lets his actions speak louder than his words, and that's something that you want to see in the leadership role. And he's been a great teammate, and I'm excited to see him get back, because I know that injury was just a bump in the road for him and just an obstacle. And as I seen him out there in Athens, he's back running, and he'll be ready for the season.
Nice. And then obviously Coach Rick off to Miami. Was that a surprise to you? And what are your thoughts on Coach? I'm sure you loved him.
Most definitely was a surprise to me, especially winning 10 games in the SEC. But he's a great coach. I know he'll do well at Miami. He has coaching abilities that you can't bring on the film. The guys just love him. He's a really player's coach. He's a guy you can sit down and talk to about anything, from football to academics, just life decisions. And that's something you want to see in your head coach, not just your position coach, but your head coach, because you know they have a lot of responsibilities. But when a head coach can make time for you at any time of the day, it brings a comfort level into your heart. And I'll definitely be keeping a lookout for Miami, because I know he'll be very successful there.
Excellent stuff. And we always like to leave you guys with a couple lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, we're talking a way to make some extra money, let's say, besides earning a paycheck in the NFL. Are we more likely to see Josh Dawson as the lead singer of a popular boy band, or are we more inclined to see you as a fashion runway model styling some clothes?
Most definitely a fashion runway model. I definitely have a passion for clothes and shoes and everything, so that's right down my alley, I feel like.
Excellent stuff. And then the final question, usually this is a question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most of all the questions I ask. Female celebrities, Josh, if you could take out any female celebrity in the planet, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Oh, man. I would have to say Megan Good or Carrie Hilson.
Nice, nice. Both those names quite a lot, so you're not alone in that assessment of celebrity dinner dates, especially Megan. Megan comes up quite a bit, so you're right in line with what a lot of other prospects are thinking as well. But, hey, fantastic career, Georgia. I can't wait to find out where you shake. You know, when the dust settles, where you land. But we appreciate you taking some time today. Stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Josh Dawson, the standout from Georgia. Kind enough to join us here on the C2P. What a fabulous talent. What a fabulous young man. Like I said, I mean, when you kind of watch him and, you know, it's easy to see guys from Georgia because they're on TV so much. So you kind of really get to delve into what they bring to the table. If you want more of him, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and the C2P. As always, we appreciate you stopping by.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.